bishop representing the Catholic Church in Cape Breton supports the Vatican's choice for the new pope. Wayne Kirkpatrick of the Diocese of Antigonish says Robert Prevost, Pope Leo XIV, is well equipped to lead the church, although he tells Coast Radio he is surprised the 69-year-old American bishop was endorsed by his peers.
I thought those two things might go against him, but everything else qualified him to be the pope as far as I was concerned. And I knew that he was, although a U.S. citizen, he spent most of his ministry in South America. He's a member of religious order, Augustinian, and he'd been their superior general for a time. So he had a worldview, and he had a pastor first and foremost, and a good shepherd to the people in his diocese there in Peru.
Kirkpatrick says Vatican tradition usually results in the election of a pope older than Leo so that a fresh perspective comes sooner rather than later, although there are some exceptions.
Pope John Paul II was like 57, so he died, I think he was 82, so that meant he was pope all that time. And typically, they don't necessarily want somebody who's going to be pope too long. If it's not, he was not a good pope, or, you know, whatever. So you don't really appoint or elect somebody who's going to be around forever. Normally, you would appoint someone who'll be there for a period of time. But in this case, it was, well, he's the best candidate for this time period and the way the world is.
Since President Donald Trump took office, the U.S. has been at odds with many countries around the world over international matters, including tariffs. Kirkpatrick says Leo is outspoken for some issues and believes the pontiff will care for those who are less fortunate.
His records show that he was not supportive of President Trump's deportation of immigrants. And he's on record as having said that. I expect him to have the same, along the same vein as Pope Francis, humble surroundings. He's a religious priest who's taken a vow of poverty, and I'm sure he'll live that vow even as Pope Francis did.
Kirkpatrick says for those who are discouraged that Leo is American, it should be made clear he is influenced beyond the borders of the U.S.
This pope was born in the U.S., grew up there, but most of his time was spent away from the United States. And as some Italian cardinals or whatever news media said, he's the least of the American cardinals because he doesn't follow in their footsteps and what we presume to be, you know, a mindset of the United States. He has a more of a mindset of South America. In fact, that's why his opening words, you know, he spoke in Italian, then he spoke in Spanish, relating back to the people of his diocese in Peru. So he did not speak in English, and I think that's significant.
Over the past few decades, the Catholic Church has been rocked by sex scandals involving members of the clergy. Kirkpatrick believes Leo has the vision and wisdom to improve the Vatican's image in many ways, including the way they appoint the bishops.
Well, I mean, first of all, Pope Leo has a doctoral degree in canon law. He studied in Rome, and he worked in Rome for a number of years prior to being appointed as the prefect for the Congregation for Bishops. And as a prefect, they'd be looking for new bishops and what they want to see in new bishops. So I would think that he would be keenly aware of what he would expect out of a bishop, what he's looking for, someone to be appointed as a bishop. And I believe that he will be upholding the church's teaching with regard to abuse. It's not tolerated.
An Italian cardinal priest took the same name as Pope in the late 1800s, Leo XIII. Vatican watchers say Robert Prevost's decision to name himself Leo is significant, given the former's legacy of social justice and reform. Pope Francis died at the age of 88 on April 21st. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.